Welcome, folks. I just want to apologize ahead of time before we start this episode. There's a little problem, apparently, with my mic, and it got turned down so loud that you can't hear it. But anyway, you can hear it if you turn it up high enough. Anyway, sorry for the issue, and we'll have it corrected for next time. Good night.
And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 106.
What I was about careful, to say, careful. But I,
but, yeah, that was, I don't know what that was all about. Today is what we are reading. I'm Chris Moses.
Hey, I'm sorry, I stepped in your line.
Oh, that's all right. I had a pause.
You had a pause.
Yeah, I was pulling up what I was reading and I had a brain for it.
You had a William Shatner moment.
Yeah.
And I, yeah. I'm Caleb Girard.
I am Murray Fox.
Oh, you know what I watched yesterday a little bit of? I'm sorry, real quick. Speaking of Spock and Captain Kirk, I watched a little bit of Cable Guy.
Never seen it.
Caught the scene where they're at the, they're at medieval times having the fight, and they have the Spock and Kirk fighting moment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's always a classic.
Jim Carrey has moments.
I haven't seen him in any of his, some of his serious stuff that he's done, well, except for maybe that show where he played the kid that was raised on reality TV.
Truman Show.
Yeah, that one was just odd.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, you never heard of that movie?
I think I've heard of it. I didn't realize it was reality TV.
Yeah. He's everybody in his life is an actor.
His mother
and the whole, you know, he was like an orphan or whatever, and he was raised literally on this reality show. And he has no idea.
From birth, yes.
From birth, yes.
Huh.
It's very, very strange.
I'll have to check that out. I was thinking it was more like he was raised on, you know, Survivor and The Bachelor.
He is actually a reality show, and he has no clue.
He's not a member of the Fox family. No, I'm
sorry. No, he's not.
I am doing my best.
Okay.
Of course, now I'm a day behind reality.
Yeah, how is that cutting from cable going? I have to admit, I'm starting to have problems, but go ahead.
As much as the shakes are hitting me, I appreciate having money in my wallet, so.
Yeah, that's the truth, isn't it?
So now I can spend my money.
Yeah, like, I was just able to buy the Invincible Compendium Volume 2 that just came out.
Oh, see, I'm just buying drugs to help me get over the shakes of missing missing what's happening on Big Brother right at the very second.
Oh, man. I bet.
But it's okay.
You know, if you go to your local Target or Walmart and you buy a pair of rabbit ears, you will be able to watch these just as well.
What? No, yeah, I thought you got rid of the antenna stuff. Didn't they spend like a whole year saying to people, you need to get rid of your antenna ears because they won't work anymore?
No, if you have a television that was built up, you know, less than 5 years ago, you should be able to just plug in the rabbit ears into the port in the back. And
I've heard a lot of people doing that too.
Just don't turn on the microwave while you're watching TV. Is all I say.
Yeah. Really? We've got an old TV down in the basement. Oh.
Now, if it's an old TV, you may have to get a converter box, but they're only like $30, so. And it lasts forever.
Huh.
You need to find out if your TV, it has to be, this is the, and here is where the television manufacturers win, is that it has to be a high definition television for that signal to work.
If it's not have a high definition, well, the only high definition we have is the brand new one.
Well, there you go. And you can
buy do rabbits work on the brand new one?
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, a lot of those TVs, and you might want to check the specs on it, have a built-in antenna. You may want to check on that.
Oh my gosh, this could be better than ever.
Yeah, we actually still get holy moly, in ours, I think we have like 15 channels. I know that doesn't sound like a lot in this day and age, but that's just over the airwaves. So,
well, I have full disclosure, the deal I got to get internet and everything over here actually includes like 12 cable channels, but they're, most of them are shopping channel. I think we get like maybe two of the three major networks.
Well, that's kind of like reality TV.
Yeah.
It's
yeah, I keep coming up from down here and going up and seeing my sister watching that for like hours on end. It's QVC. She says
it's shopping channels, religious channels, and stuff in Spanish.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Huh.
Oh, and shopping religious in Spanish, all combined.
Wow, now that actually would be.
Compro Jesus ahora.
I got one word out of there.
Okay. And today on TV Cast. Hold on a second.
I was just saying by Jesus now. That's what I said. So.
Oh, by Jesus. Okie dokie.
it was the combination of the QVC, the religious, and the Spanish all at the same time. So.
Excellent.
All right, I'm back.
Phew. That's good, because I was about to be converted.
So anyway, what are we reading right now?
I am still reading an incredibly enjoyable line of Valiant comics. We were talking about that a moment ago. But
yes, in the pre-show.
I don't know what all the hullabaloo is over the latest issue of Harbinger.
Go ahead.
No, it's just it had an ending that was in fact a twist ending. I will grant the naysayers out there on the internets, but it was in character for the characters that were involved. I don't want to spoil it too much. It's just
I think up until that point, I mean, there were kids that were, you know, obviously damaged. But I think up until that point, they had been somewhat portrayed as heroes, and not too spoilerly. And the way they did some of the things they did in there was definitely not heroic. I think that might be it.
I think we have to remember, you know, where that character, the character that loses it, who loses her shit in this comic, where her arc started.
Yeah.
Spoiler here a minute. She started by being brainwashed. That was her entry into this series.
Exactly. By Peter, yeah. You're right.
She was totally, you know, mind-effed. And it doesn't shock me a bit that she's going to continue to be mind-effed in this as the series continues.
Yeah, I just didn't see it coming. It was my thing, I guess.
Which is cool. Shouldn't see it coming. And there you go, Murray. There's a great sales pitch for Harbinger, is you don't see what is going to happen next. I mean,
no, that was way out there. Yeah.
The predictability that comes with a lot of the mainstream superhero stuff is for the most part absent from books like Harbinger or Archer and Armstrong or even Shadow Man. So,
Well, I will have to look. I'm sure we've got them in our shop. Trying to think where they are on the shelf.
I'd get them in trades. It'd be cheaper if you're going to try them.
Well, alphabetically, Archer and Armstrong would fall in the A's. Harbinger would fall in the H's.
I am so blind on that.
That's not how the score is organized.
Okay. That's right. They're comic book readers. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you what I went back and picked up, though. What I'm really enjoying is that Amelia Cole and the Unknown World stuff.
Isn't it good? Did you buy it in like, trade? How'd you buy it?
I just went back because I had read the first arc, I guess, when it was like $2.99 or $2 or whatever, and they started putting it back at 99 cents. When I saw that, I started reading it again, and it's really good. It's a really good book. I need to catch up on my. I actually subscribed to Edison Rex because I really love that one.
Monkey Brain.
Yeah. Now a little bit of thing about the. Subscribing thing. So far, you can only do it online, but they do send you an email 10 days before saying, hey, here's what's coming up. That way, if you've forgotten, you can cancel it before it charges you.
Well, that,
So yeah, you get an email 10 days before.
And when do you have to cancel by? So if you're like on the fence and it's
just before the next one comes out.
So if it's like Tuesday night, you say, you know what? I've decided I don't give a crap, and you can cancel it then without getting charged, or is that too late?
It doesn't happen until after midnight is when you get it. Because I subscribe to Batman is the only, right now anyway, and that new Batman Beyond one, and I got the email, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, it was like right before midnight saying your comic book is available.
Yep. Setting aside the at least you won't forget to get it factor, what is the other advantage to subscribing to the edition?
That's really it. For me, you don't get any extra crap or whatever, but there's some books that I want no matter what, like Daredevil, which is one I'm subscribing to. That Daredevil and Batman and a couple of the digital first ones. I think they're doing a new Justice League thing. They kind of did. I read an article about it, why they relaunched it, is the cool thing about Batman Beyond, there was all this stuff you didn't know. Well, what happened to so-and-so? What happened to so-and-so? And they had progressed the story to the part where all those questions had been answered. So now it's like 1 year later, so it's back to that thing, which I'm not 100% sure I care, like, but it's definitely interesting. But yeah, and you can, yeah, that's really, for me, that's the only real thing I can say, is that you don't forget to get it. And some of the more obscure ones, they don't put it on the front page, like, you know, the Amelia Cole one, sometimes they do. But as busy as I am, I might forget, and if it's not in front of my face, I might not ever get it. So, that's why I'm doing it.
I used to have a pull box when I was buying physical books, and the advantage of the store I was going to is they didn't charge like some stores do. They didn't you'd have to prepay.
Right.
The downside is that, you know, I was getting stuff that I realized after about a month or so, I was like, I really, you know, just put it back on the shelf, you know, take it off. And it doesn't sound. I mean, if you could cancel before, you know, a day before, if you get a chance to think about it, it might be worth looking into.
Yeah. It's like I said, I was trying to find it, the last one I got. But it's like 10 days before is when they sent it to you.
Did either of you check out that, that Infinity, comic?
No, I was going to ask you guys if you did.
I didn't. I was burned by the, what was it, the Ultron thing?
Yeah.
So I didn't want to pick up the next Marvel event, and I don't know, it sounds like it's had really good reviews, so I may look in on it.
Yeah, I think I want to check it out here later.
It is pure superhero Hickman.
Is it?
Yeah, it's kind of riding that middle ground.
That's not selling it.
I know it's not. It's riding that middle ground between the two Avengers books, you know, the one I like and the one I don't like.
Yeah,
so
I stopped reading both, which I'm
torn.
Read
And then there was that they also put out one of their Infinity books.
Yeah.
You know, the digital first ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucked. It was. It did. It was. I feel so bad because, you know, like that initial one, that Nova one from way back when.
Yeah, the Wade one. That was
so
good.
Cool. And this one, did we lose Murray?
Nope, I'm here.
Scott Cole just came online. That's what.
Oh, well, hell with him. So.
I need to turn off my Skype sounds.
That's me too. So, it was really, it was like someone took the comic book and then just broke off the panel. There was no.
Yeah.
It wasn't that, you know how when some of them are really cool where it's like each, you know, you click page to page and the picture builds and builds and builds and builds.
Yeah, they took his, Mark Wade's idea and just pissed all over it. If you ever look at any of his Thrill Bent stuff, he still does that online.
Well, good. And I think those are cool where you have kind of like, you know, I guess the best analogy is like an exploding star where first you see it in the distance and it grows, you know, panel by panel it grows. you know, like a movie. They didn't do that with this one. Again, it's really just a comic book where they published each panel individually, and it's which is a shame. And it wasn't. It was also kind of boring. Infinity One itself actually wasn't that, like, you know, it wasn't horrible. But again, like Age of Ultron, which started off strong and whimpered out at the end, I'm holding my breath.
Yeah.
So, and then of course,
Ultron started out strong.
I thought even you thought it started off strong.
I missed that. What?
It started off slow.
What, Age of Ultron?
Yes.
I don't know. I to tell you the truth, I'm in the middle between you two. I didn't think it was really fast or very slow either. It was just kind of there, you know?
Issue one was like rubble. Rubble was the star of the show.
This is true. It was.
And then Captain America showed up and cried. About the rubble.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. I'll have to tell you.
I forgot about Captain America having a girly moment there.
Yeah, he did. He really lost it.
Poor Captain
America. Really lost it.
I will probably look at Infinity if I can find it cheaper, and I don't know. I don't know. There's lots of heroes in it, so that's like a drawing point, right? Like, more heroes should be good story, but we'll see.
Yeah. And I think I'll be happy to know that there's going to be another Avengers book spinning out of it, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's the Mighty Avengers, right?
It is. It is the Mighty Avengers. It's the Black Avengers, Black Avengers plus Spider-Man. So.
Oh, okay, I was going to say.
You know what? It is going to be Spider-Man, though. I bet it's going to be Miles Morales.
Yes, I read on somewhere that they're going to completely destroy the Ultimate Universe.
It looks like they're heading that way.
Because of all Ultron stuff, the time broke and our Galactus went to their universe. And, yeah, they're going to bring that character over. That's what I think I read.
I don't think they've come out and said it for sure, but they've definitely implied that the Ultimate Universe is
I think I read it on The Beat.
Oh, maybe. I haven't checked that site out.
Yeah, I try to look there, too.
And they're teaming up the two Galactuses. The Galactus that we know with the purple jumpsuit and...
Oh, Lord, you're kidding me.
And the Galactus that was that was featured in the Ultimate an Ultimate storyline somewhere down the road.
I'm kind of glad I never got into the Ultimate Universe. I almost did with the Ultimate Spider-Man and...
Those are good stories. Ultimate Spider-Man had some great stories.
I heard it did, but I don't know. Maybe I'll get it for the nephew or something. Or I'm sure I've got some of it around here somewhere, but stuff I picked up, but I just never read it.
That was Bendis at its best, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's what I remember you saying that before. So, but anyway, yeah.
But he gave me a great jumping off point with when he killed Peter Parker. So
yeah, that would have done it for me too.
Apparently, and now there's no more Peter Parker. Peter Parker no longer exists as a character. So
over there.
No, over anywhere.
Over in Marvel Land.
Oh my God, you're right.
There is no more Peter Parker. I mean, there's Peter Parker physically, but there's no Peter Parker personality anymore.
Yeah. Did they kill him off completely?
Yes.
Oh my God! You are kidding me.
Well, I mean,
It's comic books. What am I talking about?
He's got a whole mess of characters going. Hey, he's not acting normal. I don't think it's him. You know. But they've been doing that for about 4 months now. So Dan Slott is doing the slow burn on that particular story point.
Okay.
Very, very slow burn. In the meantime, he's putting out some awesome superhero stuff with Spider-Man. So
really,
cool. Yeah. Oh, it's such a fun book. It is such a fun book every freaking time it comes out.
I'll catch up eventually. I got a stack of, I'm still finding them all, a stack of those Spider-Man trades I bought.
Murray, you would so dig on Superior Spider-Man. You have got to pick up the trade.
I think they've already got the first trade out there.
It's fun. It's fun comic books.
And I want to remind people, though that Amazon has things very cheap, and this is no, I mean, they're not paying me to say that. Check InStockTrades.com first before you buy it to see what the price is. Because I was going to buy the Invincible Compendium 2 on Amazon. It's $46, and I think the cover price is like $70 or $65 or something like that. I thought, let me check, and sure enough, they have a whole $10 cheaper over at InStockTrades. So I actually I'm paying with shipping, which I get free shipping on Amazon. I'm still saving with shipping, saving $10.
Yeah, you can get both Superior Spider-Man trades for less than $20 for both.
Really? Interesting. I need to buy the rest of them. I don't have the others. But yeah, that's where I'm going to start going, because they almost always have the prices better than Amazon, which just amazes me. But they do a lot of the business. So.
And to jump on the bandwagon, Murray. Now, again, I know you like fun comics, which is why it is something that I would recommend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is kid. It's borders on kid friendly because there are some vicious scenes in there. The Spider-Man character has gone a little vicious, but in a believable way for a character that can stick to walls and shoot webs.
Good point. Oh, is that him again? No. Okay. You still there, Murray?
I'm here.
All right then.
I gotta turn that nonsense off. Go. I'm gonna turn off my noises here.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, so let's see, what do we cover? We've all covered something.
I'm still reading my way through Preacher. I'm still getting my way through that. I'm really enjoying it. If you've never read it, Chris, you would hate it.
I know. I already know that.
You would absolutely hate it. Murray, I have no idea whether you would like it or not. But
I don't like that weird, twisted crap, personally.
Not in your comics.
No. No, TV shows is a little different.
No, you prefer the weird, twisted stuff in your life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah, there is that.
Hello. I'm just glad, you know, I'm glad it has an ending. It's one of those things where, you know, like binge watching a TV show. It's like, you know you're going to, like, I'm watching Firefly. That's something I'm catching up on.
Oh, God, that is, I love that.
And I know there's only, you know, what is it, 15 episodes. So it's like, you know what, I can do this because I don't have, you know, I don't have to catch up. Once I'm done watching, I'm done watching. Just like, you know, with Preacher.
Just make sure you watch the Serenity movie after.
You know, I had actually watched that a few years ago, but I'd never watched the TV show.
It'll make more sense then.
That's part of the reason why Preacher appeals, because I can read it in fits, mm-hmm. you know, fits and bouts right, you know, right now, maybe two or three issues at a time, and then, but I know that eventually when I'm done, it'll be done, and I'll be glad I've read it.
Yeah. I need to do that with Irredeemable. I've got a bunch of the trades. I was buying them a little bit at a time, and of course they ended it. I think I'm missing maybe the last two, but I need to go and start from the beginning and read all those again, because that's just a really good thing.
That's the appeal of like a miniseries, is you know that it's, you know,
mm-hmm.
especially ones that are done. You can go, okay, you know what, I can go back, I can read it.
Yeah.
Here we go. Stop notifications while recording or sharing screen.
Okay.
Oh, really? No more.
Sorry. Oh,
that's the funniest part.
So you know things are still going on.
Oh, I don't need to know that. I just have to listen for the echo.
Yeah.
That's what also means. And obviously I'm reading my monthlies. I've got... Mm-hmm. I'm behind, though, on my DCs right now. And I'm not necessarily kicking myself over that.
Yeah, I know. It's sad, isn't it?
It is sad.
I think the only one I'm reading consistently is Green Lantern and Batman. Everything else I haven't. Well, except for The Flash, I went and caught up on it, and it is a little better, but it's not as good as I think you led me to believe. Not that that's your fault, that's just my opinion.
What?
I don't think it's better, I agree. I wasn't as impressed as I thought I was going to be. Whether I continue with that or not, I don't know. But those two and Daredevil, and I'm not sure about Green Lantern anymore. I don't know. Reading the same guy doing the voice of the character for so long, it's like, it doesn't seem like that character to me.
I like Vendetti's take on Hal Jordan, actually. So
yeah.
I'm actually, that last issue was incredible. Was really cool.
I did like that.
So is Hal back in his book?
Yes. And as a matter of fact, he is in charge of the Green Lantern Corps.
So where's the new guy, Baz, what's his name?
He is...
Justice League America?
Yes, yeah. He is in Justice League America, yeah. And what's his name, Guy, which I haven't read that since they did that. Hal sent him on a quote-unquote secret mission to infiltrate them, the Red Lanterns being them, and he kind of... I'm not sure if he's rogue on both of them or what, but he's like in the Red Lantern Corps right now. And they made a big production of it, make it look like he went rogue.
Right.
And the other guy, Stuart, I don't know what's going on with him. I haven't, that, him and Fatality fell in love during the last arc, and it's just, I don't know, that, I'll have to see if that, I still want to read that.
He likes his women alien.
Yeah, exactly.
Until he blows up their planet, and then...
Yeah, true.
Then they have problems.
She is from that planet. She's from Xanthi.
Yeah, I know. She's been trying to kill him for years.
Oh.
But she became a Star Sapphire, and she's all lovey-dovey now. And she's trying to convince him to, you know, say, hey, come, let's go be together. And, you know, he's like, I blew up your planet. I don't know, it's weird.
You blow up one planet and you can't ever let it go.
I know. It's just weird.
Poor John.
Yeah.
He's had better luck on the TV circuit.
Yeah.
He was dating a traitor on the TV circuit. His girlfriend was like, betrayed the whole freaking planet.
That's right.
He got to do more stories than just... Boo-hoo, I'm the guy that blew up a planet. Like, in the comic books, that's kind of his thing.
Yeah, it is. It's like a big thing he wears around his neck, you know.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's all they seem to... Well, says the guy who doesn't read Green Lantern. That's all they seem to do with him.
He's the Scarlet Lantern.
Yeah, he goes back and whines. In fact, I think that's what the last issue looked like. He was doing the whining again, and I'm like...
So, they introduced the Baz guy in, like, the Zero issue?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that was September.
A year ago.
Yeah.
And was he in the book all that? Like, it just seems like he wasn't around all that long before they pushed him off the book.
Yeah, from what I read, that was always the plan. So.
Huh.
Interesting. In the latest issue of Justice League America, I may be reading too much into it, but there was a very cool moment with him and Vibe. So they may be developing him as a potential supporting character.
And it was Flash said, you know, gave him the Hal could have done it, you know, thing, which was kind of crappy, but.
That was funny.
Yeah. But what are you thinking of the Trinity Ascent thing? We need to go over that again sometime. I think.
Do we really?
Oh, we started covering it. We got to at least finish it. Right?
I'm liking it.
It's better than I thought it was going to be, but still not as good as it should be. Does that make sense?
It's a freaking Bendis Eisdit, where it is a maybe a 2, maybe 3 issue story that they're stretching over 6 or 8 issues or whatever.
Yeah, I read the Phantom Stranger thing. Oh my lord, what a waste of time.
It is there's been very little forward momentum on it. I mean, got some good character moments in it, but oh my god, get to the end of this.
I thought there was forward movement in the first 3 parts. It felt a little treading water this last issue, but I thought up until then there was new stuff happening every issue. Like, they were moving forward on each of their little plot points, mm-hmm. I thought.
Maybe.
I mean, I will grant you this one. I liked it, but it still, it did feel like they were kind of. I can't think of what story they advanced in this latest issue, but I think each issue kind of advanced each of the little, because there's 3 or 4 little plots going along, and I thought each one of them had been kind of pushed forward through the first 3 chapters.
I will continue with it because I'm just curious enough to see where it ends up. But
oh yeah, me too. I've got to know. So. I know.
I'm hopeful.
The difficulty, I think, is that it's going to end with one of those non-endings, like where it's going to just lead right into. That I'm not looking forward to. I would prefer it to have a.
Yeah, it'll lead right into quadruple.
An ending, but I think it's going to lead right into the Faces of Evil, and that's.
Yeah, oh yeah, it'll definitely do that.
That I'm not really looking forward to. I wish I were, but I'm not really all that excited about it.
Yeah,
but, maybe it'll surprise me, and my low expectations will be surpassed and then some.
DC is, as you know, as evidenced frequently on the internet, and we've talked about it here, has made some interesting decisions of late.
That's a good word for it.
The hope is that. That the guy who's one of the guys in charge is allowed a little bit of flexibility and is allowed to, you know, do stuff without editorial jumping too far up his butt. So
I don't know if that's possible, but we'll see.
He's Jeff Johns. He's the goddamn.
You're talking about Johns. I thought you were talking in general, but yeah, you're right.
The goddamn Jeff Johns. So.
Yeah, that's true. He's probably the only one that's got a chance.
But, you know, on a positive note, like you said, Green Lantern is definitely... I'm enjoying Green Lantern. I'm liking that. And I'm liking... I actually like, other than the last issue, Constantine. I think that's been a fun reboot.
I've only read the one with Shazam in it. I read the first issue, maybe the second one, but it just doesn't appeal to me.
You picked the wrong issues to pick up.
Apparently so.
Injustice has been great. I'm really enjoying that. Injustice, Gods Among Us.
And that's the guy coming on Earth 2, right? He's the one who's taking over for Robinson. So
yeah, that's right. Yeah, and that's why too, because it's like the number one selling digital comic. So
yes. I forgot about that. Good point, Marie. So he has a really good grasp of all the different voices, so it will be interesting to see if he can continue that over on Earth 2.
I hope so, because I'm enjoying Earth 2. I don't want to have to drop it or have it dropped for me.
yeah, there's always that.
The way all the rest of my pull list has been. I was looking at it the other day, and I was good, because I was going to go through and start culling stuff, and I was like, oh, I don't need to cull that, because that's been cut, and that's been canceled, and that's been canceled, and that's going to be canceled. Like, there's nothing left to pull. I'm just not adding to it, because nothing's grabbing me right now. But
I'm really sad to see that Perez isn't going to be on. Wow, I just realized I haven't been reading World's Finest in a while either.
I have liked it not as much as Earth 2.
Yeah, I haven't bought it since 11.
Oh, I've been buying it. I've been reading it, and it's like a good... It's a good buddy story. Like, I like the way Levitz has Power Girl and Huntress interact. I like that. I think the weakness maybe is the conflicts he's putting them up against. So,
yeah,
and that's maybe kind of always been Levitz's weakness. Like he's not real good at creating villains or
You know, it's funny you say that. I've been listening to the Legion podcast, trying to get caught up. I started like on 200. The one we just got through listening to is when they were on our year anniversary. And Paul French had said that very thing. That Levitz, of his own admission, was not good at making villains.
Yeah, like he's good at structuring stories, and I like the way he builds a longer story.
Yeah.
I don't always like the conflict that drives the story. So right now the two ladies are going up against Desaad.
And
there's lots of potential there. You can pull in the new gods. There's lots of directions it can go. Right now it's pretty traditional, and it's not a bad comic at all. It's not grabbing my attention the way it was in the first couple of issues.
Right.
But it's in no danger of being dropped by me.
Yeah. As long as Levitz is still on it, I'll get it.
And that's why Levitz made such a good executive. It made such a good back office guy, because he has that eye of saying, okay, I see the story that you're going for here. Go with it. And he would allow his creators to go ahead and go for the long burn, the slow burn,
knowing
that the payoff was definitely going to be worth it. Which I think is probably what DC's kind of fear is, that a lot of these guys are going to slow burn. It's like, no. We need something today. We need another new 52 right now, so our sales bump.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing. I don't know, for me, the ideal comic has to have like an ongoing long story, but there needs to be enough happening in the issue that you don't feel like you're just kind of putting in time. So lately, World's Finest has felt a little bit like each issue is just... It's not... I think there's a long story there, but it doesn't really feel like a long story. But at the same time, it doesn't feel like there's a lot happening in each issue, because he's not weaving in the subplots the way I like to see Levitz do it. He often has two or three stories going through at one time, and this time it seems to be pretty much just the main story. He's not even flashing back to when they first landed in the, like, that was kind of a neat hook. He would do like the main story, and then he would do like a flashback story and would get some of their history, and he's kind of moved away from that now that he's got an artist that's on the whole issue rather than two artists on the issue. So
When I was saying about that, this Trinity Sin War, whatever it's called, is that, you know, it didn't feel like there's forward momentum. That's what I was going to say about World's Finest, is that the forward momentum seems to be lacking. It seems big fight issues over.
Yeah. The last five or six issues have been that sort of thing. And there might be little teeny tiny stuff building in the background, but it's not built. It's either not presented as, this is a little piece that you should be paying attention to because it'll pay off in a couple of issues. Like, in a couple of issues, they might mention something, and then you realize, oh, there's a story being built, but you're not getting the sense that the story's being built as you're reading it. You kind of get that sense after you've read a couple of issues. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And I'm not even sure if I got that much, so It is definitely, it's on the precipice for me. that.
I just bought all the issues I haven't read. Most of them were $1.99, so we'll see.
If you read them all back to back, maybe you'll catch something that Murray and I are missing, having read it month to month. So
yeah. So I think it was just like 5 or 6 issues I just got.
Maybe 4 weeks between issues is too long.
Yeah, maybe it is.
maybe it is meant to be read in trade paperback format, which would be a shame because it is published on a monthly basis.
Yeah, well,
I think
that discussion started on the Facebook page too.
I'd rather see more books published weekly with shorter page counts, I think.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. With you should pick up some, you know, Injustice, Gods Among Us, or
that's what I like Batman. Batman Beyond and Superman Beyond is because they're that way.
They're monthly. Mm-hmm. Or weekly, excuse me. Anime Girl. What is it called? It's
Anime. Yeah, I know what
you're talking about. Amikami.
Thank you. That's biweekly, I think, so.
Mm-hmm. I think it is, too.
Yeah, baby. Sorry.
Ooh, I tried out a new series.
Okay.
From Oni Press, mm-hmm. Hellheim. Written by,
Hellheim?
Yep. Written by Cullen Bunn, who does The Sixth Gun.
Yeah, he's great.
And other things. And the art is by Joelle Jones, who is mm-hmm. does beautiful artwork. Like, beautiful. I know she did at least one book in the Minx line when DC was publishing that. And I think she's done some other stuff for Oni. It's beautiful. Like, beautiful, beautiful. The book, I don't think it's going to be for me.
Yeah.
But it looks beautiful. I was really hoping it was going to catch me the way The Sixth Gun did, and it hasn't really. I'm 5 issues in, and it hasn't really grabbed me.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, let me see, it's like, I guess Viking sort of era or whatever. There's a couple of witches that are at war with each other. One witch kind of, I think, brings the dead back to life, and that's her army. And another witch creates monsters or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so these two witches are at war, and the Vikings are kind of caught in between them. The main character seems to be this warrior that fell in love with one of the witches until she killed him and sewed him back up and brought him back to life as a warrior.
The Borg.
Huh. Interesting.
Kind of. The bringing him back didn't quite take because it looks like he's got a bit of a soul or he can think or something. So he's at war with both of the witches, and there's a young girl who has kind of adopted him and is helping bring out his humanity, maybe?
Hmm.
Sounds like Terminator.
Kind of. Yeah, kind of. There's lots going on, but it, like I say, it just hasn't really grabbed me. So it's probably not one I'm going to stick with the way I stuck with The Sixth Gun, but I'll probably give it one more issue just to see how the first storyline, assuming that the first storyline is 6 issues, plays out.
One of the disadvantages of doing the Comixology thing, I remember, just when you started talking about Sixth Gun, I remembered I had bought the first 3 volumes of that when it was on sale, and I don't think I've even read through the second one yet.
Get on it, and so, then read Justice League International, and then...
Yeah, I know. I'm working on my Invincible, too. I'm almost through the first compendium again. I'm, like, remembering stuff I'd forgotten, so... And they have volume 4 of Sixth Gun on here for $10, too. Which I think my dad would like this. He's a big Western fan, even though it has the supernatural. I think he'd really enjoy this book.
Well, Colin Bunn has got a thing for that Viking thing, because that's what he's doing over. He's doing the Fearless Defenders at Marvel.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Valkyrie as the main character over there. So.
Yeah.
He likes his Vikings. action Viking type stuff.
You do what you can get paid for, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. maybe that's what it's. Yep. So it's six issues in. That's not too long. That's actually easy to catch up on.
Yeah.
And the sixth issue is out right now. The only reason I haven't picked it up is because it's $3.99, so I'm waiting for the price to drop. But so for those of you who have been following it, you probably know whether it's whether the sixth issue wrapped it all up. And I think it does. Because
Helheim.
Okay,
you discover Helheim.
There he is. Interesting.
Well, two books came out this week, which I am kicking myself that I haven't read yet. So, which are both East of West, number the latest issue of that, and Saga 13. I haven't read it yet.
I know everybody loves that book, but it just didn't do that much for me. I haven't read it since for a while.
Wait, Saga?
Yeah, I don't know what something about it just doesn't click with me.
How far did you get?
I don't even remember. I'm looking.
Not far enough.
I think I even bought a couple issues I haven't even read yet.
Did you get the issue with the ogre?
I don't know what I had problems with. I'll tell you what I do like though is Mike Norton's and Tim Seeley's revival.
Oh, I meant to pick that up, and I haven't.
They got volume 1 of $7.99 on Comixology, but, and I just remembered I bought the first two volumes of Fatale by Brubaker, too, I haven't read.
Yeah.
That's a good book. I just bought it because of him. I'm trying to find my section here. Saga. Yeah, here it is. Okay, I have the first nine issues. I don't think I've read past six. So maybe I'll have to look at that again.
Well, I think you've gotten to the ogre scene.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember.
You don't remember the ogre?
Oh my God, you couldn't forget it. You couldn't forget the ogre scene.
Oh, yeah. I remember there was something pretty out there that, yeah, I'll have to read that again.
I'll post the picture on your Facebook page.
I remember us talking about it, but I have no idea what it is. I'm totally blanked on it.
Well, we won't spoil it. I will just post one panel on your page, and then you'll never be able to forget it.
Yeah, I do remember it was something pretty shocking.
I enjoy it. It's
well, it's out there, that's for sure. Man, I got some reading to do today.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff I've bought and not. That's another disadvantage of the digital. Things happen so quick. You look in that. Because the iPad, I'll have to say the iPad app is a lot better. Because it actually, you look through my comic section, and if something you haven't read yet, it'll have like a number there. And the Android one doesn't do that.
Ooh.
So I have to search for things that I haven't read, and sometimes I can go like open it up. Yeah, I've read that. Then go on to the next one. No, I haven't read this one. And do that, and I just don't have time for that these days. So there. Yeah. So I've got a bunch of those to read too.
Yeah. Now I know you both have checked out that Action Lab comic book that we haven't talked about. I'm not certain whether we want to mention the name.
Well, we can just say that.
Molly Danger is really...
It's freaking awesome.
Jamal Igel likes to draw. He's a good drawer.
That man can write, I'm telling you. I was absolutely floored about how good that was. I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't anything that I read, and I absolutely loved it. So there, I talked about it. I think we should do a whole episode about that. I know, I'm sure the fans would probably agree, and maybe try to get Jamal on here. And
I think we need to do an Action Lab episode. To be honest with you, they've got a couple other books. I need to forward you guys these things, but they keep sending us the previews and.
Oh well, yeah, I'd love that. No, I'll tell you, I loved it. We got a free preview of it from Caleb, and I liked it so much that I want to buy it. So
there you go.
I mean, if that isn't a good plug for it, I don't know what is.
So good. You read it and you'll pay for it anyhow.
Yeah. I want that on my shelf.
I'm just waiting for it to come in my mailbox.
Yeah, there you go. Got it on Amazon.
You were a supporter of the
Kickstarted it.
Yeah, see, I'm even ashamed that I didn't put money in on that. Of course, I've never given any money to any Kickstarter, but still. Oh. I should have put money in on that. Because it's just an awesome...
So Murray, what prompted you to say, you know what, yeah, I'm going to support this book?
I like his art. I liked what he was doing on the Ray, and I liked... I'm trying to remember where... I probably heard about it on Comic Geek Speak, maybe?
Yeah, that would make sense, of course.
I think, because they're big supporters of Jamal Eichel's work, and...
Well, in the Action Lab, for goodness sake.
Yeah, well, I don't think he was I don't think Molly Danger was originally with Action Lab. I think it was something he brought over there once he got the funding, maybe?
He's been talking about it for a while. Hello?
It's
like somebody covered you with a sheet.
Oh, maybe I put the iPad mic on my pillow or something. Hello?
No, we're here.
The mic? Did I cover the mic again?
Yeah, you did.
I figured out where it is. It's okay. That little thing right there. That's the...
That's the mic. Ouch.
All right.
Awesome.
Wow. Good job, Murray.
They need like a little arrow on these iPads. This is the mic. Oh, this is the earphone.
There you go.
Anyway...
Yes.
I did hear about it, and I did check out his Kickstarter, and it sounded like something I'd like to read, so I threw in some moolah, and now I'm just waiting for it to arrive.
Now, did you read the one that the preview that they sent us?
I haven't, because I want to read it when it comes, but I should probably look at it. I don't want to be spoiled. I want to, like, read the oversized big book and have it in my hand.
Oh,
and like,
yeah, see, I want it now, too, because I just looked. They got it on Amazon for $15, but they might even have it cheaper on...
I read the free Comic Book Day preview, and that gave you maybe 10 or 11 pages of the story, and it looks really good. Plus, it's goofy. Like, you've got... Yeah. You've got the goofy villains. You've got the... Was there an octopus bot? Was there a brain in a jar? Like, those are things that I love.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I'm surprised you don't read Godland, then, but that's...
I read the first trade. That's all I've read so far.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I haven't read that either.
That's got the goofy 70s sensibilities going on in there, so...
Yeah, I need to pick up more of that, because I've only read the first trade, but I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Okay. Good. Mm-hmm. Yes. So you sent out the request to say, hey, we want to talk to Jamal, and they have not responded. The sons of...
I'm sure they will. They will.
Well, he's kind of busy right now. I'm following him on Facebook, and he's getting all kinds of good reviews on it. So.
Well, they've got a couple other books coming out, so maybe we should... see if we can get one of their two or their other people on here. I shall reach out via the email.
Excellent.
That's a good idea.
NFL Rush. My God, they've got a decent little crop of books coming out, don't they? Actually, they kind of flew under my radar until this Molly Danger thing. And,
mm-hmm. Are they actually, did they get on Comixology at all?
I don't know.
I thought maybe one of theirs did. Oh, yeah, they do have some books.
Oh, yeah, Action Lab. Bloop.
Yeah.
Bloop.
I think Amber Love did a review of the Vamplets. I just saw a thing for it.
All that is it. Vamplets is awesome. Oh, shoot, I got a phone. Jeez, I feel bad all of a sudden. But
you should.
I should.
You're keeping me from reading free comics. That's not good. That is not good at all.
Vamplets was adorable. It was absolutely adorable. NFL stuff on here? What the hell? How is it that I didn't know that? Because I'm an idiot.
I don't know, because you blocked it from your brain?
Must be it.
You want to read comics about football. I mean, jeez.
I don't know.
It's a free comic book day thing.
Me?
Okay. Fine. Jeez. I'm not a football fan, obviously.
Whatever. No. Oh. Sorry.
Yeah, they do have some good stuff on here. I have to admit. Interesting looking, I should say.
I will be reaching out to them. I promise. Cross my heart. That will be my... Right. I have a day off tomorrow, so I will make time for you.
Me too.
Day off. What's that?
That's what I get every year from July through to August.
Are you in summer break still?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. My kid has been in school for 4 weeks now, Murray.
Oh, you're giving me the heebie-jeebies.
My nephew's just started on Wednesday.
Yeah. No, we go back right after Labor Day.
Okay. Hmm. Interesting.
Goodness gracious.
So the Danger Zone stuff is a little bit more...
mature.
I see. I like it. I like it.
Highway to
the... We got the, dog with the rocket.
Danger Zone. channeling Kenny Loggins.
Okay, now it's time to end it. Kenny Loggins.
Now, how long have we been talking? We're over an hour now, so...
Sorry, like the Kenny Loggins?
Yeah.
Been like
Caddyshack? You're going to...
I'm all ready.
Footloose?
Oh,
man. Oh, sorry.
Murray.
Oh, okay. We haven't bashed DC too much this episode. Let me throw this in. little update, because, we talked about not... Well, I had said I was going to boycott Villains Month completely because of the price thing. But apparently they, under the guise of not being able to make as many as they wanted to because they ran out of cardstock, whatever, but there's been several cancellations, allocations, yada, yada, yada. Comic shops are going to get through some of their stuff, or they might get all of it, and it's a big cluster. And what am I missing? The 2D. Yes, that's it. Digital versions will be $2.99, and they're putting out 2D covers at $2.99 to help with the issues of allocations on the more expensive 3D cover versions. So.
But they canceled some of those too. They're going to. Yeah. I am so glad to not be a retailer in the middle of all this.
I know it is ridiculous. I don't know how comic shops are even going to deal with it. I really don't. It is ridiculous. I'm trying to find the latest bit that I posted, but I haven't seen it. Oh yeah, that was. Really funny thing on the Outsiders that Caleb posted.
My last thing that I want to mention is don't forget that Legion, the last issue of Legion comes out this week. So
yes, it's one of my subscriptions, so I don't miss it. I need to go back and read some because some of those were so brutal that I think I blocked them from my memory as well.
But it is drawn by Kevin Maguire, so like that.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, I'll be damned. Seems like we talked about him recently, didn't we?
Yes. Just last week.
Just last week. I think it was a hit, too.
The preview pages that they've shown online, it looked really nice, and it breaks my heart just to just a little bit that they couldn't get that kind of quality artwork for the run. And I think that was part of the series killer, was the fact that they never had a consistent artist on the book.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I would have to agree.
Or a consistent art style, because there are plenty of books out there that don't have a consistent artist, but there seems to be a consistent art style, like Daredevil is a good example of that. But they never had a consistent style.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. It was very... It makes it hard to... It made it hard to read sometimes.
Yes.
Especially when some of them weren't all that great.
But I won't miss it. I will be...
What?
I liked it. I liked the run from beginning to end.
Well, I did too, but yeah, I have to agree. Well, these last four or five issues, I have to agree with Caleb. I'm not really going to miss it because they've been painful.
Are you being an apologist for this book? Because that's how it feels.
Oh, I liked it. I liked the book from beginning to end. It was exactly what I wanted.
Wow.
I got character bits. I got...
Bits of Sun Boy all over the place.
No, stop that. It was not perfect, but it was
okay.
A perfectly acceptable Legion book.
Okay.
It was what I want.
At $3 a month, I'm nope.
I don't know, man. I didn't like. I thought a lot of the character deaths was very unnecessary, and hopefully that they...
had one confirmed character death, so...
Only one? I thought there was more than that.
Only one confirmed. The rest of them had been off-screen.
Well, now... Yeah, that's true.
We didn't actually see Block die. We didn't actually see Starboy die. We didn't act, you know. Yeah. Oh no, I take it back. Two. There was one of duplicate damsels.
Yes.
Duplicates got killed it, but
she's got lots of those hanging around.
Yeah.
That's right. There's always more. So two. We got a duplicate damsel death, and we got a Sunboy death. All right, the rest of them did unconfirmed deaths.
That's right. Starboy's hanging out in a cave.
With no head.
He's got a head.
He very well could have survived that, but I doubt it highly.
Nope, he made himself super heavy, and he sank down underneath all the rubble, and now he's just clawing his way back up.
Without any clothes, because we saw them all tore up, remember?
What? No, we did not.
Yeah, we did. Oh, there were those people. There was Bones in Sunboy's costume, torn in shreds.
No, we're talking about Starboy here,
man. Yeah,
oh, Starboy. My bad.
Sunboy's been eaten. He's gone. Let him go.
So that we at least agree on, that he is dead.
I think so.
As far as you can get in the comics, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then.
It doesn't matter. I think this version of the Legion is going to be gone for a long time.
Yeah, I feel so, too. And I'm really torn about getting that Justice League 3000 thing.
Oh, I don't think I'll be getting it.
I want to read the first issue, but I don't know.
You guys didn't have to pick up that last issue of Fresh Home by any chance, did you?
I haven't bought that since I found out it was been canceled. I didn't want to really like it and then have it yanked away. So, which I actually did like it. So.
It was the best issue of the series, and it's a shame that it was not of that same caliber for the full run. So
I'll have to catch up on it then.
You remember the last issue of Doom Patrol, Murray, where it kind of, there was all that meta? Yeah.
Yes.
They did a lot of that, did they?
He pulled a meta with this one as well. I think Giffen, when he knows it's his last issue, that's now his signature is going to be referring to the end of the story in the story.
Interesting. Always like that, though.
I didn't see the end of Threshold. So what'd they do with Blue Beetle? Did he make it home?
Well, they said, "Oh, you know what? We're done. The TV show that you got pulled here to be on has been canceled. So, go home."
So Blue Beetle's still out there.
He completely was not used at all when they pulled him in. I think one issue he was used, and then he vanished into the background. And in this last issue, they went, "Well, yeah, I know we didn't use you, so go home." He was Oliverized. He was Chuck-eyed.
Oh, dear.
Oh, wow. That's hilarious.
They finally tied in the main story with the backup story. They had a great moment where the main character from Threshold gets killed, and then in the backup story they show how he got killed.
Interesting.
They tricked someone into killing it. It was very cool, and it's got all those old space heroes in it from the 1960s, from Strange Adventures and such. Space Cabby and Tommy Tomorrow and all the rest.
Alrighty.
Captain Carrot's in it.
Awesome. I'm looking through it now. The art's unfortunate.
Check it out, Murray. It's worth it. The look. And Chris, if you weren't keeping up, then it's not going to make any sense whatsoever.
Oh well, I'll probably go back and read them all. Just get some of it.
Okay. Okay, I'm done.
All right, so am I. We covered it good, I think.
God help me what we're going to do next week, so. God.
Are you sure you really want to do that? Are we going to cover the side series stuff, too?
Murray?
Yes.
Okay. Wow, I got to start getting some crap out then. Wow. I apologize now, folks.
Yeah. It'll be good for you.
It'll be cathartic.
Yeah.
It'll be very cathartic.
Now you're all going to wonder what that is. So you can ask us as much as you want. We'll, for a small fee sent to PayPal, I will tell you exactly what we're
all doing. Five of you are going to be curious.
So. Yeah, exactly. All right. That's it for this week. We'll wrap it up. As usual, you can send an email to podcast@talesfromthelawnbox.com. And you can talk to us on our Facebook page, which is growing monthly, semi-yearly with new people. We're up to 106. And I think we just added somebody just the other day. Anyway, you can comment on there. We always get a lot of good conversations going there, some, you know, gnashing of teeth and things like that. And as always, you can comment on the actual episodes themselves at talesfromthelawnbox.com/the-show. And that's it for this week.
Hi. Good night.
Night.
Good night.
All right. We're out.